This is the No BS Coaching Advice Podcast, episode 180. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I like to spend some time every week talking with you about some aspect of life, the universe, and everything, because I think most of us can do it better than what we're doing. It's just we're so involved with the day-to-day that we lose sight of what we can be doing differently. You know, we're managing the minutiae and rather than the big picture. We focus on outcomes rather than the process of getting to the outcome. And that's what I try and do with this show, is talk with you about how to get better at what you do. Now, with that, there's an old sports saying attributed to Bill Parcells, a former coach for the New York Giants, where he says, "You are your record." Now, he said that at a time where he took over a losing team, and they came so close to winning games, but they were still 4-12. And his players kept saying, "But if only we scored three more points or held them on that one play," or did whatever it was. And he flipped the switch for them and basically said, "Hey, look, you are your record. You're 4-12. That's the fact of it. That's the way you're going to be evaluated for it." And that part is absolutely true. You can't BS yourself, because ultimately all that's happening is still you're a losing team. But the question comes down to, what can you do differently? And often it's not about the outcome. It's about focusing on the process that gets you the outcome. What can you do differently there and anticipate in advance the kind of things that get in your way? So, for example, there are voices in your head saying, "Okay, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that." And instead, you can focus on what you can do to keep your focus, and learning a process for keeping yourself focused on what you need to do that doesn't distract you from, "Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this." All those other voices that tell you that you do it wrong, just focus on the one that helps you get to where you need to get to. Because the other way hasn't been working, has it? There's a wonderful saying I want to share with you. It's precisely the people who are considered the least likely leaders who end up inspiring others the most. Everyday people and everyday acts of courage eventually change everything. You may not consider yourself a leader for whatever the reason you tell yourself. It's the wrong voice for you to be paying attention to. How about paying attention to the one that says, "I can help here," and share something that you think has value to the situation? Remember, it's not about the knots. It's about the what can you do that makes all the difference. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to the show. Just subscribe so you can get downloads whenever I release a new episode. Each show contains bite-sized morsels of advice just like today's. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do hope you subscribe. And if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, visit nobscoachingadvice.com. You can schedule time for a free discovery call or go right into coaching. I'd love to help you. And if you're interested but not quite sure where to start, take the online assessment available at thebiggamehunter.us/success. It will give you a few ideas, and it can be a launch point for our work together. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day, and take care.